thought the dog in front is the most important, but he needs all the dogs to help pull the dog sled.
And just like that lead dog can't pull the sled alone, you can't have a team alone either. Guess what? You're listening to the one and only Keys for Kids, a great way to grow your faith in God. My name is Zach. In dog sledding, the lead dog may seem more important because he's in the front. But even the last dog on the team is just as important because all of the dogs work together. Let me ask you, do you ever feel like what you do isn't important? Sometimes you might think the leaders in church or at school are the only ones that God needs. But even if the things you do aren't the things other people notice, remember this, God always notices. Our story for today is called All One Team. Mason's uncle, who raced sled dogs, had harnessed his team and they were ready for action. Now, Mason, which dog do you think is most important in getting this sled to the finish line? Asked Uncle Sean.
The one in front, answered Mason.
Uncle Sean smiled. That's Silver. He's called the lead dog. Now, which one do you think is least needed?
Well, I guess the one way in the back. He probably can't even see where he's going.
Without a word, Uncle Sean unbuckled the harness of the last dog. Now, which is least needed? When Mason pointed to one of the smaller dogs, Uncle Sean unharnessed that one and asked the question again.
You're not going to unharness them all, are you? Asked Mason as he pointed to another dog.
Uncle Sean grinned as he went to unharness that one.
I'll certainly leave the lead dog. You already said Silver was important.
Now, which is next?
But Silver needs the other dogs to help pull the sled, said Mason. He can't do it alone. The other dogs might not be as important as the leader, but he needs their help.
Yes, he does, Uncle Sean said. But if the others are needed, doesn't that make them just as important as the lead dog?
I guess so, said Mason thoughtfully. It seemed like the one in front would be more important than the others, but I guess he really isn't.
He seemed more important because he's in a more prominent position, Uncle Sean explained. But always remember that the smallest or least noticed member of a team is just as important as the one who gets the most attention. They all work together. Uncle Sean began harnessing the dogs again. People are a lot like that. Sometimes we think the leaders are the only ones needed, but that's not true.
Our sermon last week was about that, said Mason. Pastor Donovan said God's church is like a body and every part is needed.
That's right, said Uncle Sean. In God's sight, what you do for him is just as important as what anyone else does. We all need to work together as a team to show the world how good it is to know Jesus. So how about you? Do you ever feel like what you do isn't as important as what other people do? Even if the things you're asked to do aren't the things people tend to notice, God notices. He gave you the gifts and talents you have so you can serve him right where he wants you. So trust him to help you do your part, knowing that your role is just as important as anyone else's. Our key verse is 1 Corinthians 12:22.
Those members of the body which seem to be weak are necessary.
And our key thought, your role is important.
Have you checked out Keys for Kids Radio? Here's what kids have to say.
Hi, my name's Amanda. I just wanted to tell you guys that I love Keys for Kids Radio and that you guys have inspired me so much. Thank you.
Check out Keys for Kids Radio at keysforkids.net or search for Keys for Kids in your app store.
Well, thanks for listening to Keys for Kids today. As always, I'm Zach. We'll see you tomorrow.